From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. UN officials appeal to the Syrian government for permission to airdrop supplies to besieged areas. The UN Security Council held an emergency closed-door meeting Friday to hear briefings about the blockage of humanitarian aid in the war-torn country. French ambassador to the UN, François Delattre, told reporters after the briefing, the UN will ask Damascus to authorize humanitarian airdrops.
On Sunday, the UN, in accordance with the ISSG's request, will ask Damascus to authorize humanitarian airdrops to reach localities for which land access was denied by the Syrian regime.
Syria's UN ambassador, Bashar Jafari, dismissed claims by some council members that the government is hindering deliveries to certain areas. Nearly 600,000 people are besieged in 19 different areas in Syria. The International Syria Support Group, a coalition of world powers, had called for the World Food Program to unilaterally deliver food to besieged Syrians if access was not granted. An American military cargo plane dropped light weapons Thursday to rebels besieged by the Islamic State group in the northern town of Mareya, Syria. On Friday, Colonel Pat Ryder, a spokesman for U.S. Central Command, declined to provide details about the resupply mission. However, Ryder did deny reports from local activists that the U.S. airdrops included anti-tank weapons. U.S. warplanes have also launched several airstrikes on Islamic State positions in the countryside north of the city of Aleppo in a bid to help Mareya's defenders repel a strong counterattack. This is VOA News.